USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Tropical storm Elsa continues to head north along the west coast of Florida after battering the Keys with heavy rains and wind. The storm is expected to strengthen into a hurricane before it makes landfall on Wednesday morning. Hurricane warnings have been issued for Tampa Bay and areas to the north. Tornado watches are in place from St. Petersburg down to Miami. The National Hurricane Center says storm surges of 3 to 5 feet are possible along Florida's Big Bend coast. Elsa is expected to drop 2 to 6 inches of rain across the northern part of the state before moving into Georgia and South Carolina on Thursday. And officials in Surfside, Florida say the death toll on the Florida condominium collapse rose to 36 on Tuesday, with 109 people remaining unaccounted for. Miami-Dade County Fire Chief Alan Kaminsky says that an aggressive search has continued through the effects of Tropical Storm Elsa, but said that crews were not seeing anything positive. The search and rescue operation has continued for the last 13 days. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
The Delta variant of the coronavirus is hitting unvaccinated populations hard, according to the CDC. Lance Pry has more.
As the Delta variant of the COVID-19 vaccine continues in the United States, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says the unvaccinated account for the virus's stronghold.
Approximately 1,000 counties in the United States have vaccination coverage of less than 30%. These communities, primarily in the Southeast and Midwest, are our most vulnerable.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams has won the Democratic primary in the race for mayor of New York City. Adams defeating a large field of candidates in the first major race in New York to use a ranked choice voting system. The primary ended on June 22nd, but the Board of Elections experienced issues in running the multiple tallies needed under the ranked choice system, including erroneously counting 135,000 test ballots. Adams will face Republican Curtis Sliwa in the general election. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The author of a new book on the cost of health care says that doctors are often left out of the process when it comes to the bill. Tim Berg reports.
Americans consistently call the cost of health care their number one financial concern. That's especially true for the 155 million working Americans and their employers who are paying the highest costs of all. Americans pay about twice as much per person than citizens in other developed nations, and yet tens of millions of people are still uninsured or underinsured. USA Radio News had a chance to catch up with Marshall Allen. He's a reporter with ProPublica. He's also the author of a new book titled Never Pay the First Bill, How to Fight the Healthcare System and Win. And one of the things we discuss is how doctors are left out of the loop when it comes to the cost of procedures.
When it comes to the bills, the doctors really don't know what's going on. I think they should get more engaged. But really what's happening is the business side of American healthcare is piggybacking on the trust that we put in our doctors and nurses and other clinicians. We trust them to heal us, right? So then we don't think that the business side of the industry is going to prey on us and exploit us financially. But unfortunately, they're violating that trust that we've put in the doctors and other providers.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.